With Ferris Wheel, the title track from the brand new EP.
A brand new one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right before then, that was Jersey Devil Blues by Hidden Knives from the Are You Listening EP. Right before that, what did we just take a listen to right before that, Phil? I'll say it. The Kids Are Gonna Like It by...
Yes, Paul Natal.
From the Paul Natal Is Too Happy album.
Album, yes.
And we entered that block with Elephant Bones by That Handsome Devil off the album That Handsome Devil.
Nice.
Yeah.
We are professionals.
I keep expecting to see a fancy album title right there, but it's just not coming.
That is true. I mean, you should see the album cover for Paul Natal Is Too Happy.
Oh, boy.
He's in clown makeup. Anyway.
Hey, we all float down here, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm looking over at Pat right now, Phil, and it just seems like he's just dying to say something right now.
I know.
What do you got to say, Pat? Sound like you're just like bursting at the seams right there. Like you want to drop some education on us or something.
I'm actually going to turn things over to my friend here, Nigel, who is from the Dried Fruit Committee. And I'm just going to turn it right over.
How did I not notice there was another person sitting in that chair over there?
I was just sitting here. Anyway, hello, I'm Nigel, and I'm here to tell you a bit about dried fruit. So, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source, natural source even, of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or processed snack or biscuit. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was very nice, Nigel.
Yeah. Thank you, Nigel.
Nigel just ran out the door.
Yeah.
Can I stay on your couch?
This is not my couch.
No.
Yeah, wouldn't be okay.
Yeah, that couch is really small.
That's okay. It's fine, Nigel. Just meet me in the car later.
He ran away again. We didn't even get to say yes or no.
Ugh.
He's very skittish.
He's very impatient.
I thought it was just shy. But no, that was very educational, though.
Yes.
I love craisins.
Especially...
Craisins,
especially
yes.
With Halloween coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys ever tried those sour raisins that, like, I want to say Sunkist, but it's not Sunkist, that big raisin company put out.
Oh, Sunmade?
Yeah, they put out, like, some sour raisin snacks.
Oh, yeah.
That are, like, watermelon and pineapple flavored and
that
stuff.
That just looks like a science experiment, and I'm not about that.
Like, yeah. You might as well just eat... Sour Patch Kids.
Exactly.
It can't be that much. I mean, I guess they are a good source of dietary fiber, as Nigel clued us into.
He was very clear about
really
that.
It's really about the passion for that sort of stuff that really sells it for me. Dried passion fruit. Very popular in the UK, actually.
Love a good dried mango.
I swear, I watch that British Bake Off, British baking show sometimes, and like... I swear, like, every other week there's someone putting passion fruit in something. It's like, it's not even that popular of a fruit, I thought, but they're nuts about it over there.
I guess so.
Across the pond. They might say they're passionate about it.
Yes.
I hadn't seen British Bake Off before I had seen MasterChef. And the contrast between the two is just so incredibly amusing.
It's really pretty funny.
Because, like, Great British Bake Off is just like, the creme pat is... quite delightful, but I could have used a bit more fluff. And then, like, you switch over from MasterChef, and there's just all this dramatic music of someone going like, I didn't brown the beef. I need to brown the beef or I'll die.
That's just the difference between British reality shows and American reality shows. It's so, like, in America, it's all
all big music and drama.
It's just so much more quaint.
Yeah, of the British shows, it's like, you know, very light piano and strings going.
Just lots of.
All right. Let's we have Daniel Ouellette coming up in probably about a half an hour or so. We have the concert report.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
enough doodling around.
Enough doodling. Enough derping.
Get back to the tunes.
Get back to the tunes.
Yep. Did Nigel come back?
No.
Who are you?
Alan.
Oh.
Hello, Alan.
Hi. Anyway.
Do you know Nigel?
No.
I think Nigel was actually from New Zealand. I'm not too sure. I didn't ask. Yeah. So what do we got?
All right. What do we got coming up?
We got Little Things by Buy My Book. Buy My Book.
Buy My Book.
Here we go.
Buy My Book.
guess it's probably true that I am never gonna find a girl that loves me like you do. You're all the pain and all the tears and all the broken-hearted moments. You're the one that always pulls me through. But lately everything's been changing and it seems like all these bad times are rolling in. You loved me when I was perfect, but you seem to love me just a little more when I sinned. I'm out of my head, but I keep hanging around.
WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Ooh, yes. Very, very, very fancy.
Yes, quite agree, yes. So what did we just hear? We just came back into that with Permanent Crush by Matt York off of his album Bruisable Hearts.
Yes.
Right before that, another new thing, like that. That was Home by Heather Millett off of her new EP, I Gotta Go.
Yes.
And going back a few years, I played Great Disaster from Sarah Rabdow and Self-Employed Assassins.
Mm. And just before that, we went into that whole block with Little Things by Buy My Book off their release bestseller, Buy My Book.
Buy My Book.
Anyway.
Yes. No one before,
it's a band
before,
and
like
the command.
1990 will remember that one.
Faux a show.
All right.
So I'm just looking at the clock on the wall, and it's looking like it's just about that time, right?
Is it?
Is it, would you say that it's time for the Mikey D, On the Town with Mikey D local concert report? Presented by Jukebox Zeroes.
Hey.
As you know, I'm Lails.
I'm Patrick.
And now it's time to see what's going on coming up this week. What do you got coming up for us, starting with October 3rd, I think, Pat?
Yeah, we're going to start with tomorrow, Thursday, October 3rd, over in Alston at O'Brien's. We got The Brazen Youth, Will Orchard, and Reggie Pearl. And then over in Somerville at once, we got The Number 12 Looks Like You. I haven't heard of them in a while. Dang.
Dang.
With Godmother, Pound, and Wrong. Then heading on over to the jungle, we got Tsunami of Sound, The Casbats, and The Bind. Over in Union Square at Thunder Road, there's going to be a show by Stig. and the Jive Tribe with Good Trees River Band. Back in Cambridge at Central Square at Lizard Lounge, there's going to be a show by The Claudettes versus Big Lazy. Ooh, that's interesting. Not and Big Lazy, but versus. Perhaps they're going to spar off. Who knows? Anything goes on Thursday night, really. And then over at Middle East Upstairs, there's going to be a show by Austin Plain, Kaylee Goldsworthy, and Dav Blues. And then lastly, up in Lowell at Warp and Wept, it's the Nickel and Dime Band's CD release show. Over to you, Lils.
All right, that brings us to October 4th. Friday, is it?
That's right.
Friday, October 4th, at Great Scott, we got Girl Band with model/actress. Over at O'Brien's, only just a little while away, we got Grade 2, Bricks and Mortar, and Bar Fight Champs. At the Jungle over in Somerville, Cold Expectations, Moto, and Little Billy Lost. At the Midway Cafe, Pink Boots Society's Punk Band Takeover, with the Depressors, Sky Tigers, the Downhauls, and Set Fire. They were just at the Boston Local Music Fest a while ago, weren't they?
Yeah, did a killer set, yeah.
Over at Club Bohemia, the Cotones with Ansonia, Drew Gallagher, and Citrus. At the over at the Lizard Lounge, a CD release party for Chris Hirsch and the Moon Raiders with Bobby Bluegrass. Over at Toad, we got Big Ben Hillman, the Funk Professor. At the Plow and Stars, Tassie Angels. At Dorchester Art Project, the Boston Modular Showcase, a showcase of modular synths with Homeworld, Vera, Metal Tiger, Bob Familiar, Unicorn Princess, and Kaleidoscope. At the Middle East Downstairs, Secret Sessions presents The Strange Machines with Harsh Armadillo and Lee Ross. While at the Middle East Corner, The Ray Liriano Experience with Penedictos. Meanwhile, over in Salem at Kodo, it's a metal night with Shabti, Hard Drug, Dim, and Facade. Over in Lowell at the Warthen, we just played them a bit ago, Buy My Book with Lilac City Lowlives, KCUF, and Kingshot.
Yeah.
And a little further ways into Lowell at the Hearing Room, Wild Maple. Over back to you for October 5th.
All right. Well, yes, now it's Saturday, October 5th. Let's start off in Alston at Great Scott. We got a show by White Fence. Then next street over at O'Brien's, we have Rye Pines, High Pony, Big Mess, and We Can All Be Sorry. Over in Somerville at Once, we got a show by Lyrics Born and Conbrio with Billy Dean Thomas. Union Square and Jungle, there's going to be a show by Roger That, Rockwood, Church and Puppets, and Fool the Bear. At Thunder Road, it's the Somerset album release show with Groundlift. And then just a few steps away at Sally O'Brien's, we have The Medium coming all the way from Tennessee, playing with Bong Wish and Headband. In Inman Square at the Lily Pad, we got a show by Kevin Wind and Ned Porter. And then back in Cambridge at Central Square at the Lizard Lounge, we have Caper Sen and the Crush Factory. At Toad, we have an early show by The Very and a late show by The Big Sip. At Plow and Stars, it's Lily Black with Half Astronaut. And at Middle East Upstairs, it's That Handsome Devil. We played them earlier.
Oh, dang.
And they're going to be joined by Kendra Morris and Julia Haltigan. At Sonia, it's Silent Season with Await Rescue, Junro, and After Image. Heading on over to Charlestown at Tavern at the End of the World, we got a show by Cal Cali Band and Sarah and the Scalawags with Frank Rowe. Over in JP at the Midway Cafe, it's going to be a performance by The Spots, joined by Charmed and Strange, Bad Idea USA, and Hot Molasses. And then in Roslindale at the Square Root, we got a show by The Stigmatics, Black Leather Lagoon, and The Dangerines. And then lastly, heading out to Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, it's Grand Evolution and The Rationales. Back to you, Lils.
Thank you, Pat. October 6th, Sunday. Usually not a great day for shows, but we got some corkers this time.
Ooh.
Over at O'Brien's, The Disaster March with Transient Cities, Scotty Saints and the TB, and Excommunicado. At the Midway Cafe, Jean-Paul with Resorta Rosa, Parks, and Sister. At the Plow and Stars, an evening with Sarah Levesque. At Hong Kong Harvard, Needle Play with Divine Era, Graviton, and Matrophagy. We got two shows going on at the Middle East upstairs. First up, we got an early one with Hardcore Stadium presents Restraining Order, Ancient Filth, Ugly, Vantage Point, and Mangled. Followed by that later, we got a show with Kung Fu Vampire, K. Daver, Arachusetts, Reverend Television, and Wolfie. And rounding that out over in Salem, Ethereal Events presents Toluca Lake with Cardia, Dear Bones, and Hello Atlantic. Back over to you.
Awesome. And yeah, thank you for reminding me about Hong Kong. Actually, there's another show on Saturday, October 5th by The Furniture, Champagne Girl, and Bend that is at Hong Kong.
All right.
So back on track here. It is Monday, October 7th. Sorry, Garfield, but it's Monday. We got some good shows happening anyway. If you're feeling really cranky, you can go on over to Great Scott because it's the Boston Anarchist Book Fair benefit show with The Skirts. Over at O'Brien's, it's Snuggle coming all the way from Seattle. Snuggle.
Yay.
They're going to be joined by Blase Blue and Witches with... Okay.
Can't say that on the air?
No, I cannot. At Once in Somerville, it's Bad Guile with Die Burger in association with Ingenious Concepts.
Die Burger, I like that.
Isn't that nice? And then, heading on over to the jungle, we got an early show by Cycling with Gabe Aguilar. And then in the evening, it's Drake Freeman, Eliza Smith and the Tiny Little Lies, and Alexandra Lillian. Middle East upstairs, we got Captured by Robots, Dysrhythmia, and Behold the Octopus.
Ooh.
And then lastly, we got one show happening at Midway Cafe and JP, The Creepy Freaks, The Softest Group, Jay Mannion, and Moon Beach. Back to you, Lils.
Now it's October 8th. Tuesday, I want to say?
Tuesday. Yeah.
Over Great Scott, Plague Vendor with No Parents and Love Under the Sun.
No Parents?
It's better than it sounds.
Yeah.
Not the concept of having no parents, the band No Parents.
I mean, No Parents means you can have a pizza party and grape soda every single day. I get to watch all the Tales from the Crypt.
I suppose you could. Feel like that when he's hailing Satan right now. Over at the Once Lounge, Judah with Electric Street Queens and Zip Tie Handcuffs.
Yeah.
Over the Jungle, Seven with Honeymoon, This Body Is, and Husbands. At the Midway Cafe, we got Snow Burial, City of Dis, and Mollusk. At the Lily Pad, Dave Seidel, Petri Dish, and Triangle Theory. We got two shows happening over at Toad, an early show with John Powhida International Airport, followed by a later event with Honey Talk. At the Middle East upstairs, Roanoke with Golden Oak and Jeff Crosby and the Refugees. Over at Zuzu, Zebras Are Real presents Gabriel Lynch, Daniel Jung, Leanne Lowe, and Bex. And over in Lowell at the Warthen, we got a show with Dash coming from out of state. With local support from Inspector 34, Safe Joy, and Horse Hands. Back over to you.
Horse Hands. Wow.
Horse Hands.
I thought those were called hooves. Well, now it's Wednesday, October 9th. Without much further ado, let's crank through this. Just a few shows here. In Austin at Great Scott, we got Bedouin? Bedouin with...
I think it's pronounced Bedouin.
Bedouin? Okay, Bedouin with Gus Seifert. Then heading over to O'Brien's, it's The Turbos with The Fine Print, Amber Ace, and Sam Boyles. Heading over to Somerville at Once, it's Scream Along with The Garage Dogs. And then at Lily Pad in Inman Square, Cambridge, it's The Cutouts with KKDR Quartets. And then lastly, at the Midway Cafe in JP, it's the Fully Celebrated Orchestra, joined by Charlie Fuerch and Corbin Welter Duo. Both of them this time.
And that's all we got coming up this week? I mean, that's all. Those are some pretty, pretty nice shows coming up, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to make it to all five of them, but if not...
At the same time.
At the same time, yeah. Just
3D print. You can be in multiple places at once, right?
I mean, I just did that when I did that PSA earlier about
that is
fruit.
True. That about does it for the On the Town with Mikey D local concert report. This has been presented to you by Jukebox Zeros. If you want to check out more ridiculousness from Pat and I, go check us out wherever podcasts can be found. I'm Lils.
I'm Patrick.
And you know what I think you should do? I think you'd better just, you know, get your buns to a local show and discover your new favorite local band.
Absolutely.
Please.
Yes. And now, without further ado, Daniel Ouellette!
Good evening, and thank you for having me on the town with Mikey D. Happy 30th anniversary. Hello, everyone out there. And this first song is a shout out to the Spellbound Tours, Salem, Massachusetts. On the 13th floor, there's a voice coming from the hallway, and I live alone in this house. So laughter or freezing chill, will this be a night of lying still? Oh, Eloise, come with me to see who's under the bed. Oh, Eloise, please answer me. Whispers are in my head. Oh, Aunt Louise, walk with me to scream tonight on a spellbound tour. Do you feel brave enough, Aunt Louise? I put the covers to my face, and yet I still feel breathing. There's a light at the end of the hall, and I lost my electric an hour ago. So footsteps on the maniacal laugh, will there be time to find the light? Oh, Eloise, come with me to see who's under the bed. Oh, Eloise, please answer me. I think the whispers are in my bed. Oh, Eloise, walk with me to scream tonight on a spell. Do you feel brave enough, Aunt Louise? Sometimes the ghost follows you home. This next song is all about everything falling apart, and I wrote it with Deirdre McLaren on our project called The Countess Zaleska. So take out your French dictionary.
Mais ton pied, la vie sans rose, ton pied, les rats des choux, ton pied, tous les monstres sont fous, ton pied, c'est nourri.
You see, it's as simple as that. Now, this next song I'm going to sing for you was written during a snowstorm in Maine. This is for you, DJ. DJ Pam. I'm gross and coffee breath makes me think finally back on lovers from 20 years ago. Whispered words and broken cassettes playing sweetly just like a soundtrack about lovers from 20 years ago. Sleepy Saturday afternoon song peeping through your glass. A borrowed t-shirt with mismatched socks. I remember each album sleeve, each treasure thrift shop fight,
And you were late, dear, for everything, and so far ahead of your time.
Give a friend a hug, because that's all about memory and friendship and beautiful things like that, like pulling the little petals off the daisies.
Perhaps you may have heard of an American Western folk ballad about a coal miner's daughter who was loved, lost, and had been feared. Did not realize that this same sort of loss and sorrow was felt by a Swiss doctor in the Bavarian Alps. At night, you could hear him cry by the window, staring at the moon.
So long a mountain, creating afterlife, dwelt a monster with his doctor, the Devictor Frankenstein. Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling Frankenstein, you are gone and lost forever. Oh my darling Frankenstein, was the wave daily life. Belief in science was forbidden. Fled the monster with Frankenstein. Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling Frankenstein, you are gone and lost forever. Oh my darling Frankenstein. And the hillsides, they lit their torches bright. The bourgeois and the peasants killed the monster in Frankenstein. Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling Frankenstein, you are gone and lost forever. Oh my darling Frankenstein, sing.
If only people would learn to mind your own
my darling
business.
Frankenstein,
this romantic story
could have forever. Had oh, my darling Frankenstein,
I heard every night. It's a special time of year. It's my favorite. Poor monster. Poor doctor. I wrote this next song about a boss I once had who used to yell and scream at her secretary. And the secretary, she sent that secretary flowers. And the secretary would always throw them away. My love is like a dead, dead rose. The only thing I have is a thorn on my soul. My love is like a dead, dead rose. So save your arrangements and give them to somebody else. Well, I wanted some daisies, I wanted some lilies, but all that I have is an empty vase. My love is like a dead, dead rose. The only thing I have is a thorn on my soul. My love is like a dead, dead rose. So save your arrangements and I'll give them to somebody else. I wanted some tulips, I wanted some iris, but all that I have is a bunch of regrets. My love is like a dead, dead rose. The only thing I have is a thorn on my soul. My love is like a dead, dead rose. So save your arrangements and you give them to somebody else. Flowers and throw them in the trash. It rains and rains and nothing grows. It rains and rains and nothing grows. It rains and rains and nothing grows. It rains. She's rubbish. I don't need your wreath of ruin and rot. So why don't you save them? Go ahead and save them. Please, please save them. And give them, and give them, and give them, and give them, and give them to somebody else. Just give them to somebody. That song and the one I wrote with Pam, you can hear on my latest EP called Water Witching. Oh, Linda, you're giving me one of your hats. This next song is about that face in the window. You know you want to let it in. Visage et la fenêtre, les rêves sont des cauchemars. C'est le nom et les lunes pleines. Il fait sombre, les spectres dansent. Le visage et la fenêtre. Le visage et la fenêtre. Des cauchemars. Il est nuit, les voix crient fort. Il fait froid et les vents chantent. Le visage et la fenêtre. Qui est-ce? Le visage et la fenêtre. Le rêve sauf des cauchemars. Make sure you go online and you vote for On the Town with Mikey D for the Boston Music Awards, because that face at the window isn't going to wait.